You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Looking for a university can be an absolute minefield. UCAS, leadership tables, red brick, blue brick, yellow brick, what does it all mean? And being blind and partially sighted or having a disability can add another layer of questions and possible worries on top of that. But don't fear, our very own university disability advisor, Lucy Lax from the University of Sunderland, is joining me today to help us navigate our way through. Thank you so much for joining me, Lucy. So where do we start? Let's go right to the beginning. So when people are looking for universities, is there any way to get help and support through the application process?
I think as soon as you've got an idea that you want to start and go to university, there's a number of different ways that you can approach it. You can think about what kind of courses might interest you, and the UCAS website can narrow down some of those choices for you in terms of what institutions might provide the courses that you're interested in. But it's also really worth speaking to universities directly, because most universities will have a dedicated team of people who will be that first point of contact for students and can give them advice about their university specifically, but also about the kinds of logistics and paperwork and the kind of boring stuff that everybody really needs to fill in before they can apply for a course. Really, as well, it's about finding a university and a course that suits you. So just because your mate might have found one that's, you know, they are all singing and dancing about, doesn't mean that that's the right fit for you. So have a good read around, look at people's websites, look at university social media as well, because that gives a really good indication of the kind of feel of a place too. And don't be afraid to reach out and speak to people directly as well.
In terms of sort of while you're looking for universities, looking on social media, looking on websites, maybe even going and visiting a campus, are there any sort of red flags that you might need to keep an eye out for a disabled student on campus or on the website?
I think any university that didn't want to start setting up support for you before you've started should probably be worth a swerve. Any university worth a salt would like to speak to students with disabilities or any kind of learning difference or mental health condition well in advance of them starting. So I know at Sunderland we encourage students and we reach out to students at the application stage who have disclosed a condition to us just to see if we can be of any help, any support. We can start to get things like disabled students allowance in place for them. Because the earlier that we can start having those conversations, people's minds are put at rest. It gives them the chance to ask questions. And most universities would like to do the same thing as well. It helps the university feel prepared, you know, and making sure that we've got the right adjustments in place. And also, obviously, it gives the student a bit more confidence in who they're speaking to, knowing that their support will be specific to them. And having some points of contact, you know, to fire questions at along the way. And if you come across an institution that wants to wait until you've enrolled to do all of those things, that could put you at a disadvantage when you start, because you'll need to kind of almost play catch up in terms of getting things in place.
It's sort of getting things ready for before you get there and making sure that when you get there, you're on, you know, a level playing field and you're on your best foot forward and you're ready to go actually starting your university rather than going back and thinking about things like disabled student allowance and things like that.
Definitely. September, October are incredibly busy times for student finance. So that can really lengthen the time that it takes for those applications to get put through. Whereas if we put them in now, and any student can apply for disabled students now, it really helps to kind of make sure that those things are in place and we can get them through really fast at the moment. Whereas September, October, even up to December, you could be delayed in getting the support that you need just because of those, you know, logistical processes. So we would really, really encourage students, even if you're not sure whether you want to start university, which one you want to go to start thinking about putting an application in or speaking to an institution just to see, you know, what's available and what they can do for you.
What would be your top three tips then for people who are still deciding whether to go to uni or not, or which uni they want to go to? What would be your top three pieces of advice for those?
Make sure that the course that you want to do is one that you're passionate about. Make sure that you understand what's involved in it and you understand the kind of work that you're going to be doing. And what I mean by that is if there's a placement involved, you know, whether there'll be exams or coursework based mainly, make sure you've got a good sense of that. Secondly, I would always make sure you checked out the support services available at that university. You might not feel like you need them initially, but knowing where they are, who to speak to, and what's available to you is really going to make sure that you've got that backup there should you ever need it. And also check out the travel, the accommodation services, what your students' union's like, you know, what the campus is like. And I know obviously we've had COVID and that's prevented a lot of the open days going on in the usual way. But most universities now will accept to take students round both the accommodation and the actual campus buildings one-on-one if that's pre-arranged, just so it gives you a sense of where you're going to be, what your building's like. And that helps to make sure, you know, any support that you need for those accessibility arrangements or anything like that are in place too. And don't be afraid to ask questions. We haven't got crystal balls any more than you have, I don't think. So, you know, there's lots of things that, you know, no one can foresee. And if you've got a question about something, ask. So there are lots of ways to usually get in touch with universities as well. So, you know, don't feel like you've just got to ring them. You can email them. You can usually contact them on social media too. So find a way that you're comfortable with it and make sure that, you know, you're reaching out there.
Brilliant. Absolutely fantastic advice. Thank you so much for your expertise, Lucy. Lucy will be joining me again in September, just before you all set off to uni, with some top tips for starting university, making friends, Freshers Week, all that comes with that. But until September, Lucy, thank you very much for joining me.
Oh, thanks very much.